Good morning. June 12th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's briefing centers on funding and frontline practice, from SAMHSA's $40 million in new opportunities to a blunt Seattle reminder to test your drugs. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. A few national developments lead the morning. SAMHSA announced $40 million in funding opportunities to prevent addiction and address child trauma, suicide, and mental illness, according to SAMHSA.gov. Another federal item to watch comes from Filter. HHS wants input on which kinds of treatment and recovery should receive funding. If your work depends on future federal priorities, that request for input may be worth a close look. At the local level, The Stranger in Seattle published a piece titled, "Don't Be an Idiot, Test Your Drugs." It is a direct, public-facing signal that drug checking remains part of the practical harm reduction conversation. Separately, The Washington Times published a letter to the editor arguing that prohibiting 7-OH would be a mistake. In the Social Pulse, one lived experience post pushed back on the idea that housing alone resolves addiction. Amber Richmond on X wrote, "Housing is not the finish line. In fact, my addiction worsened when I was indoors. It took 4 years of overdosing on my floor to attempt getting off of heroin." It is a stark reminder that housing and treatment needs do not always move on the same timeline. There were also a couple of innovation-oriented posts. One X post from Canadian Dobie highlighted drug checking and testing as part of harm reduction services, and also pointed to prescribed safer supply programs in British Columbia, noting there is no minimum age for access via a mature minor capacity. On Blue Sky, Apsad Dar shared a post on intranasal mucosal atomizer devices as a novel harm reduction intervention, citing work from the Monash Addiction Research Center. And shifting from service innovation to public argument, there was also a clear example of opposition messaging. One X post claimed that harm reduction has failed and called for ending needle giveaways and banning Narcan. In San Francisco, a June 9th city update from sf.gov says Mayor Lurie announced a record low number of tent encampments and large vehicles on city streets. A few research items are also worth noting. One study in the Journal of Drug Issues looked at opioid harm reduction in correctional facilities through a medication safety and opioid risk screening program pilot. That may be especially relevant for teams working at the intersection of incarceration, medication access, and overdose prevention. Another paper in the Permanente Journal focused on patient insights to improve naloxone access and decision support. And a study protocol in Substance Use and Addiction Journal examined predictors and processes of early buprenorphine discontinuation. Even as a protocol, it points to a practical issue many programs are already grappling with. On funding, there are current opportunities from the Health Resources and Services Administration through the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program. R-Corp Impact has a deadline of July 8, 2026. R-Corp Planning also has a deadline of July 8, 2026. If you are pursuing rural opioid response funding, that date is coming up soon. There is also a National Institutes of Health opportunity. The Avant-Garde and Avenir Awards for investigators conducting high-risk, high-reward research on HIV and substance use, or substance use disorders. The deadline is September 25th, 2028. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, two activism items are in the mix today. The National Council for Mental Well-Being is urging people to send a constituent letter supporting CCBHC legislation. And the Housing Not Handcuffs campaign is inviting people to join its effort opposing anti-homeless policies. If that campaign is relevant in your area, it may be one to watch for local organizing asks. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.